Blog Talk Radio. How many people are encouraged tonight?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Just open up your mouth and just shout glory. Hallelujah. Just thanking God for keeping us. Amen. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, that there's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Oh, Lord, we come to give you praise. Amen. Oh, Lord, we come seeking thee first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. It's you that have kept us and not ourselves, oh God. Oh, Lord, it's you that has a plan for us, oh God, to give and expect it in a hope in the future. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, what is it that you will have for us to do?
Yes, Lord.
We shall be so obedient, God.
Yes.
To follow, oh God, through every way of your plan, oh God. But Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will continue to be our strength. Amen. That we will scale the walls of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you right now. Have your way in this place. Have your way in the place in the life of your daughters and in your sons, oh Lord. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come to be changed. Amen. We don't come to be the same. Amen. Oh, Lord, do a new work in us right now, God. Change us, oh God, and make us more like you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let that we can be purged out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace. Amen. And enjoy this day in peace and all that you've blessed us with, oh God. And we just want to say thank you right now, oh God, because we come believing this morning. We come walking in expectation, oh Lord, saving on your promises of yes and amen.
Yes.
And we just want to say thank you for your promises. Thank you for your presence, oh God. For your word says, oh God, when there are two or more gathered in your name, touching in the green, there you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Lord, we ask that you release your warring angels right now to war against any spirits of desire to stop our prayers from being answered. And because we have faith, we decree and declare right now that our prayers will not be earthbound, that they will send into the supernatural. So we thank you for answering prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we come believing this morning. But, Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief, oh, God. Oh, Lord, for you know, God, for you test the heart of man. And we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come to you now. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and in trembling. Amen. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Amen. According to your word in 1 John 1 and 9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now and we receive our forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish, totally blameless, to the top of our heads up, to the soles of our feet up, at the intrinsic and quantum level. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 169 and 170, let our cry come before you, Lord. Give us understanding according to your word. Let our supplication come before you. Deliver us according to your word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your hand become our helper. For we have chosen your precepts. Amen. Hallelujah. We long for your salvation, O Lord. And your law is our delight. Let our soul live and it shall praise you. And let your judgment help us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Father. Have your way, Holy
Thank you,
Spirit.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Move mighty on us right now, God. We come to worship you, Lord, as you desire, in spirit and in truth. And we just want to say thank you right now. So let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. Make our life a living sacrifice, a sweet savory aroma. Hallelujah, that we would be a glory, honor, and hallelujah. And our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you, hallelujah, in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to help us right now. Help us to understand and receive right now. Renew a right spirit within us. That the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man. Then we worship Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, you are worthy of our praise, glory, and honor. There's no one greater than you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthed in us, hallelujah, and it's manifesting itself right now. His glorious presence is right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name we live, move, and have our being, and we thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you know what we need before we ask. Lord, we come petition our prayer this morning, oh God, with all faith. Your word says, Father God, that yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. Oh, Lord, according to thy will, oh God. Let those prayers be answered on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would divinely intervene right now in every situation, amen, concerning us and those in our family and all that we have. That you would turn it all around for our good, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare your goodness right now, amen. And we receive it right now. We decree and declare victory over our lives and those in our family, amen. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will not be denied, amen. We will not take any substitutes or any counterfeits. We decree and declare no lack, no setback, or no losses in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
we decree and declare everything that the enemy has stolen from us, amen. We receive it right now. We receive it back seven times greater than it was taken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for restoration has come. Amen. We thank you for restoring our marriages, our relationships, our finances. Amen. Our peace, our health, our joy. Amen. We thank you for restoring our businesses. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord God, for restoring the joy. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Have your way, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us. According to Isaiah 16:2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us right now. Let your glory be seen on each of us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Oh, Lord, let there be a fresh release on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us receive fresh oil, fresh fire, fresh anointing. Amen. Fresh strength. Fresh revelation, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open up our eyes, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you and we need you, Father God. We come against every hindering spirit operating in our lives, every spirit of deception, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of confusion, doubt, spirit of death and destruction, spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses, hallelujah, spirit of oppression, depression, fear, worry, guilt, shame, condemnation, pride, lack, and death, amen. We come against every hallelujah spirit of distraction, every hallelujah spirit of limitation, stagnation, procrastination. We come against every spirit operating us or in our bloodline. And we command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out of us. Come out of our children. Come out of our spouses. Amen. Come out of our mothers and brothers and sisters. Come out of our fathers and friends and loved ones. Come out of the children of God. Right
now. Yes, God.
And never to return. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name. And all these areas that the enemy has vacated, Lord, fill it with thy spirit, thy Holy Spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Have your way right now, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bow before you. We enter through your gates with thanksgiving this morning. We enter through your courts with praise. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us, oh Lord. And we thank you for forgiveness, oh God. Forgive those, oh God, who have hurt us, Lord. And we forgive them. We render forgiveness on today. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us for any unforgiveness we have toward anyone. We praise you, Lord. Heavenly Father, according to your word, Isaiah 22:22, we ask you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, to open up the gates of heaven above us and bless us.
Yes, God.
We ask
you,
Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, God.
And Heavenly Father, we ask you to open those gates so that we will be blessed and that we will be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that we be blessed to use these blessings in your kingdom according to your destiny and will for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14:14, to God with the glory. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah to your name. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless us and those in our family that are going and coming on today. Lord, we ask that you go before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight. Oh, Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercies, oh God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation, over our homes and all that's in our homes, for those in our family and loved ones as well. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now, everywhere our head may lay, amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn, and we thank you for, Lord. Thank you for your shed blood, Lord Jesus, that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We bless your name. We enter in this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you never leave us nor forsake us.
Yes, God.
That we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it.
Yes, God.
And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God, the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. If you just open up your mouth right now and just praise him. Amen. Praise confuses the enemy. Hallelujah. When praises go up, amen, blessings come down. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the blessings that cometh from heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Come on. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to come on in. Amen. We don't come to be the same. We don't come to be the same. Amen. We come to be changed. We come to be transformed. We come in our minds and be renewed. Amen. We come in how we believe it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your hand upon our life, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning, beautiful women of God. I thank you this
morning
for being in position. Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. We thank God on this morning that I'm just so grateful, you all, just being able to be in position, being able to be here another day, you know, knowing that God has kept us. Amen. There's nothing that we have done that has kept us another day. Amen. So we just thank God that he has a plan for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know of God before you? Who could be against you? Amen.
Amen.
If God said it, guess what? It shall be done. Amen. There's nothing that man could do to add to it or take away from it. And we just thank God for it. Hallelujah. We are already blessed. Amen. Again, good morning. Amen. I know how y'all doing this morning. Good morning, Brandy. Welcome.
How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm well. But on the weather, I'm well.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, we pray that God will continue to be your strength. We pray for healing. We pray that God will divinely intervene and for speedy healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you release your healing anointing, your healing virtue in the body of your daughter, oh God. We pray for restoration, oh Lord, to restore our health. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare you are healed. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, that it is so. We believe in your miracle working power that it still exists and it works right now. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We love you. We love you so much, Brandy. We thank God for you. Thank God for you being in the position this morning, despite of how you're feeling. But we just thank God for your commitment to be in the position to receive from our Heavenly Father and touch and agree with us this morning. For we know that there's power in agreement. Amen. The enemy does not want us to come together. And that's why so many attacks upon the life of the body of Christ, because there's power when we come together. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Good morning, Shavante, Sister Shavante Shepherd. God bless you. How you doing this morning? Welcome.
I'm doing good. How you doing this morning?
Oh, glory to God. Doing good. Doing good, good, good.
Amen.
Amen. Good to hear your voice this morning. I thank God for you. Yes. When you realize it had not been for the Lord, where would I be? Ooh, Jesus.
Where would I be?
My Lord, my God.
I listen sometimes. I don't know one thing about it.
Come on now. I just praise and thank you, Lord. God bless you. We love you so much, sister. God bless you. Yes, Lord. Good morning and welcome to Karma. God bless you. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. The Lord used Brother Cujo to wake me up this morning. So to God be praised. I'm doing well.
Amen. Say, get on up. You got to get in position, Mama. Come on. Yeah.
Amen.
To God will use who he chooses. Amen. That is something
Amen.
For us to receive. And there's a reason why it's us four on this line. That is a reason that we have come together for such a time as this, that God has called us aside at this hour. My husband was like, why you got to get up so early? And I said, but this is the time. He said, well, why would you make it hard? I said, you know what? And sometimes when God calls you to do something, it ain't for your convenience. Amen. God wants to see if you're going to be obedient to the assignment that he's called you to. And so regardless of who can see you or not, are you going to do what God has called you to do? And he's called us to be in position. Amen. So that we can receive, that is something for us to receive. And God said there's an appointed time for that. Amen. So we thank God for such a time as this. We thank God that we have this time. Amen. That he set aside for us to come together. And I just thank God for it. And God bless you, beautiful women. God bless you, Takara. So good to have you on the line. I was looking, saying, now, where's Takara? And then you popped on in. So we thank God for using Brother Cujo this morning to be who he is. Amen. In your life. Amen, amen. Glory to God. I believe you all have dogs. I think Brandy has a dog, and Shavante has dogs. And Takara, we know you have Cujo. And so they're just a blessing to have. You know, well, you know, they do what they do because they are dogs. But I pray that they continue to be a blessing and a joy in you all's life. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, our scripture is going to be coming from the book of John, chapter 7, 37 through 38. When you have it, just say amen. And that's John, St. John, not First John, but John, chapter 7, verse 37 through 38.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. just waiting on Shiva to say that. Yes, John chapter 7, verse 37 through 38.
Oh, 37 and 38. Okay, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. If one of y'all like to read it this morning, I appreciate it. And let us know what version of the Bible you're coming from.
I guess I'll read it.
Okay.
Are you sending me?
Oh, whoever said they'll read it, just let us know what version you come out of.
Yes, that was me. Yeah, that was me. Dang, y'all. Let me get my glasses. Okay. Okay, and that's our New King James Version.
Okay.
And it says, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
Amen, amen. So this is Jesus speaking here. Hallelujah. Jesus' words, come to me and drink, alluded to the theme of many Bible passages that talk about the Messiah's life-giving blessings. We see it in the book of Isaiah. So in promising to give the Holy Spirit to all who believe, amen, Jesus was claiming to be the Messiah. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. We have the Holy Spirit because he has come. Amen. Hallelujah. And he has ascended back into heaven. So for that was something only the Messiah could do, and that we have here today operating with the Holy Spirit on the inside. When you look at verse 38, Jesus used the term living water. And in chapter 4, verse 10, it indicated eternal life. So here he used the term to refer to the Holy Spirit. The two go together. Wherever the Holy Spirit is accepted, he brings eternal life. Jesus teaches more about the Holy Spirit in the book of the Bible, chapters 14 and 16, if you want to read that for yourself. The Holy Spirit empowers Jesus' followers at the Pentecost in the book of Acts, chapter 2, and has since been available to all who believe in Jesus as their Savior and who has received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. How many are so glad this morning that we have the Holy Spirit working on the inside?
Amen.
Amen. I know I'm glad about it. I'm more than glad about it. I pray God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. If you have any prayer petition this morning, please let us receive them. If not, just say amen, and I will pray as I've been led to pray this morning for us. Amen. We do have strategic prayers, as you know, during this time of prayer that we come together. So, Brandy, we're going to start with you. God bless you. Go ahead.
Just healing for me and my household and growing our love in Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We thank you, Father God, for the life, health, and strength of your daughter. Heavenly Father, we come this day with all praise and thanksgiving and believing and trusting you in a mighty move. We come on one accord with all combined faith this morning with your daughter, oh God, as she is petitioned, oh God, with all faith, oh God. Oh, Lord, for healing, oh God. So, Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing to all that's in our home. Oh, Lord, let healing come, oh God. Lord, we pray for restoration right now. Oh, Lord, that you will restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every nerve, every bone in their bodies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let their organs be blessed and let every part of their body function the way you intended it to function, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let their hearts be with the rhythm of life, oh God. Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, health, and prosperity, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are Jehovah Shammah. Let your presence give life and health to all that's in our home, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, bless their blood, oh God, for life of the flesh is in the blood, and we just want to say thank you. Lord,
Lord, bless them with strength and let them not be feeble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and all that's on this line this morning. Amen. And all that we love and concerned about that are needing the healing, let healing spring forth speedily. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, bring help and the cure to every area of their lives and give them the abundance of peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Let them prosper and be in health, even as their soul prospers. Amen. Lord, you are the Son of Righteousness. Arise over their lives, oh God, with healing in your wings. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, bless their food and protect them from illnesses. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. We thank you, oh God, that you've given us the victory, that we can decree and declare and speak over our sister this day, that you are healed and all in your house are healed, delivered and set free from every sickness, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction of viruses. And we thank you for it, Lord. Let peace reign in the home, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you for it all. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. And Lord, I pray right now, help us all to grow in love, to grow in Christ more, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For you command us, oh God, to love one another. And Lord, I pray that we will always operate in love, that we will correct one another in love, oh God. Let all things be done in love, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for loving us, that you sent your only begotten Son because you loved us so much. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, because of the love that you've given us, that you finished the work on the cross of Calvary. And you redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. And we thank you. And we pray that we love like Christ. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Brandy. We love you and we thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. I just feel like shouting this morning. But everybody in the house asleep, Lord help. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Sister Shavante Shepherd, God bless you. Go ahead, sister.
You know, it's a lot. I'm just going to say I'm going to just be thankful for this is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to just listen to it and I'm going to rejoice and be glad thereof, and I'm going to just thank God. You know, I just want to thank him for every opportunity he has given me today. That's before me, before I even start this day. So I'm just grateful right now, you know, and I'm speaking this into existence because I don't even know what the day is ahead of me. But I'm just grateful for every opportunity.
Amen. Oh, Lord, we just thank you this morning. Lord, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter. Lord, as she has come this day, oh, God, surrendering all over to you, oh, God, trusting you, oh, God, for the day and the day long itself. Amen. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we come praying a prayer of thanksgiving this morning, oh, God, knowing that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, knowing that you have a plan for us, oh, God, to give us a hope in the future. Amen. And expect it in. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the leading and the guiding. Amen. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that leads us, that prompts us, amen, that directs us because we believe, so we receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of matter. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, oh God. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of matter, Lord, that you will open up doors for your daughter, oh God, this very day, oh God, that she can walk in and receive your divine blessing and favor, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of matter, we decree and declare miracles right now, amen. Record-breaking miracles for the life of your daughter, amen. As she gives thanks, oh God, your word said when we praise, oh God, hallelujah, that blessings come down. Oh Lord, so I ask, oh God, hallelujah, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessing upon the life of your daughter, that she won't have room enough to receive, oh Lord. Oh Lord, hallelujah, surprise her with thy goodness on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let her find favor in thy sight, oh Lord, and with that with mankind. And we just want to say thank you for it all. Oh Lord, we bless your holy name. We come against every attack of Satan and his agents right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, against your daughter, against all that she loves and concerned about. And we decree and declare the victory right now. And we receive the victory, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for the victory. We thank you for the life and health of your daughter, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the life of her husband, and her mother and father.
We thank you, Lord God, for restoration. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. We give thanks because we believe. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless
amen.
You. We love you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. You can just rejoice right now because it's already done. Amen. Hallelujah. If you made a decision like, I'm just going to trust God with the day, I'm not going to worry about it. Lord, I'm going to trust you. Let me tell you something. This is where God works. He works in faith. He said, God, I'm going to stand and I'm going to be still and I'm going to believe. I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. Even if I can't see it, hallelujah, I'm going to trust you in it. I'm going to trust you for it. And I'm not going to be moved. I don't care what the devil speak. I don't care who the devil used to speak. I'm going to stand and believe. I know that you've given me the power and authority that I could decree a thing and it shall be established. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help right now. And we thank you for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way. We thank you, Lord God, that you divinely intervened. Amen. That you removed every attack of the enemy. Amen. That your daughter was not, your daughter's on this line. We will not experience any such attack. Amen. That the enemy is set up to ruin this day. We know that we have the power to destroy the works of the enemy. We destroyed right now. And we take up that power and authority, and we decree and declare victory over the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, and we just want to say thank you, God, as we enter in, we receive, amen, hot shadow, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. That you've increased our faith, that you've increased the faith of, hallelujah, my sisters on the line today, in the name of Jesus Christ, as we position ourselves. We receive the victory. We receive the blessings that can make it rich and add no sorrow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because it all comes from you. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things to you and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all you do. Amen.
Thank you.
Be still. Thank you for your peace. Hallelujah. 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 My Lord, my God. God is able to provide whether you are on the job or off the job. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to know when we position ourselves, God is able to do. Hallelujah, the impossible for man to do. When you've done all you can, just stand in faith. Stand in faith. Hallelujah. And don't be moved and watch God do it. Watch God open up the windows of heaven. Watch God overflow your life with blessings. Amen. Watch God send people, amen, that you didn't even expect that knew, hallelujah, that even right now this hour, God has put me on their mind. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And that boy, I don't know, I keep hearing this name. I keep seeing this vision, this woman, and hallelujah. And when they come across, they're going to say, God told me to tell you, amen. God told me to give to you, amen. I want you to know that God knows all about it. He knows all about it. And he just want to know if you're going to believe, if you're going to position yourself so he can do the work. Hallelujah. It's nothing that God cannot do. He can do all things but fail. Amen. God bless you, Sister Shavante, and all the sisters that's online.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much, Sister Shavante. Hallelujah.
Thank you. I love y'all, too. I really do. I really, really do.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do. Amen. Sister Takara, God bless you. Welcome again. Go ahead.
My thank you for the presence of the Lord that's on the line. And Shavante, I heard the Lord say, don't be moved and don't be shaken.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, Lord.
My only prayer petition this morning is ever since we've been on the call, Mike has been on my mind, and I don't know why. So let's just lift him and his family up in prayer.
Michael from the job.
Uh-huh.
His name, what's Michael's last name? Okay, Michael.
Patterson.
Patterson, yeah, Patterson.
It's Patterson.
Amen. Mm-hmm. He always reached out to me and said, hey, sister, how's everything going over there?
Yes, my sister, we thank God on today. In the Bible, in the book of Job,
And I'm going to go to it this morning because I want you to put your eyes to it, if y'all don't mind, here quickly. Listen, I believe it's Job 36, but I'm going to be sure, so I'm going to go to it here in my Bible that I don't want to let go. I have so many Bibles, but this particular Bible, I just don't want to let it go. It's like my favorite. Okay, it's not 46. It's going to be 42. Okay, the Bible says in Job 42, verse 10, it says that, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. And I want us to pay attention to this. Not when Job prayed to God for himself for restoration, but when he prayed for his friends, that God restored all that was lost. And as we bring our brothers and sisters, our family members to Christ, we come and we lift them up, that God is my prayer that according to the book of Job, that he will restore all that has been lost, all that the enemy has taken away. One, because we're praying, we're standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters. So I pray this morning, Takara, as you have lifted up and you brought our brother this morning, hallelujah to Jesus, that God will restore all that has been lost, all that the enemy has taken away, that God will restore even greater. Amen. And that you will not lose. There will be no losses. Amen. When God restores, you will not lose a seed. Hallelujah. There will be no lack. Amen. There will be sufficient. There will be more than enough that Amen. You'll have to give it away. Amen. So let us lift up our brother this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, gracious Lord, we come to you believing and trusting your God in the life of your son, Michael Patterson. Lord, you know all things, for all things are in your hand. You're all seeing, all knowing, everywhere, God. So, Lord, we ask, oh, God, as we lift them up to you this morning, Father God, we ask that you would divinely intervene and turn it all around for his good. Oh, Lord, we pray for your healing, oh, God. We pray for deliverance. We pray that your peace will reign in every area of his life. And, Father God, we ask that you would continue to be his strength, oh, God, be his way, be his truth, be his life, oh, God. And, Lord, we yes. ask that he speak yes. you more, oh, God. Oh, Lord, that you will reveal to him, oh, God, all that you have for him to do, oh, God. Lord, we pray right now that he will operate with a sound mind, oh, God, for your word says yes. a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So, Lord, we ask, oh, God, hallelujah, that you will settle his mind, oh, God, and help him to keep his mind stayed on you, that you will keep them in perfect peace. Amen. And Lord, we yes. pray, oh God, that you yes. will open up doors, oh man, that no man can close in the mighty name of yes. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and close every door that the enemy has been operating through. We come against every attack on his mind right now with the blood of Jesus yes. Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, give him new eyes thank to you. See, new ears to hear. Oh Lord, give him a new tongue, oh God, hallelujah, to war against the enemy. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over him, over his family, all that he loved and concerned about. And, Lord, we ask that you bless his finances. Lord, for your word said one planet, one water, but you, Lord God, give the increase. It's you that give seed to the sower. So, Lord, we ask that you bless them in a special way. And, Lord, let them feel your presence, the presence of the Holy Spirit, even right now while we're praying. Holy Spirit of the living God, move on them right now. Move in them. Yes, anything God. That's not of you, let it be taken out the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus yes. Christ of Nazareth, every way and every plan that the enemy has set up to destroy him, to bring him down, to confuse him, let it be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus yes. Christ of Nazareth, yes. every pit that the enemy has dug for him to fall in, let them fall in their own pits. Yes. And every net yes. that they laid out for him to be entangled in, and captured, and let them be entangled and captured in their own nets. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory over his life, victory over his family, victory over his finances, victory over his health, victory over his business, victory over his career, God, right there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. We just thank God for you. You beautiful women of God, all of you all have a heart to serve. And I just pray in this season as you go out to serve, it is a time that we reap what we have sown. Amen. That this will be the time, a harvest time, and that you will receive the harvest. Amen. And understand it is for you to receive. Because sometimes we be in a place where we're so used to giving that when it's given back to us, we don't know how to receive it. But I want you to understand it's harvest time, and it's time for you to reap that you have sown and to receive it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because it is for you. Amen. It is for you to receive, my Lord, my God. And it's all right that God has set it up for you to receive. Amen.
Amen.
Some of us like it, like, oh, well, now I'm going to see you. Go ahead.
I did want to just give y'all just a quick little rundown. I know y'all, I don't know if y'all remember, you know, just our Job experience we went through during the time I was with CCM and almost lost everything. But even in the midst of losing, we were given from time to love, picked up a task of, you know, a family in poverty, you know, barely having gas, but we drive for 45 minutes two times a week to go out there and spend time and let a child know that she's important. And then also let a mother know that she's important. You know, and God loves you as well as we do. And literally both of us have no job. My husband lost his job because of his belief, you know, in this, you know, for my power being off, I couldn't work. And God turned that thing around. Not only did I get a call back from my job I was at as a leader, but offered two times of what I was being paid. And then, you know, my husband's still going. And, you know, as a man, it hurts, like, wow, you know, my wife is working, but I'm not. You know, but things started getting in order. And then just recently, my husband, he did an application, and he got an immediate response of denial. It said we're moving forward with other candidates. But then the next day, the very next morning, HR reaches out to him and apologizes directly and say that was a mistake. Not only do we want to move you forward, but we want to advance you past the other candidates. And then and get a letter in the mail, you know, with a lot of medical debt, and get a letter in the mail. Just somebody decides to pay over $32,000 to clear out my medical debt, you know, and I. All I could think about in the midst of my Job experience, you know, losing family. My family told me directly, we don't want to deal with you because we don't even like how your kids always putting God and stuff. We can't even have fun because they always want to talk about God. But God. God is everything to us. So even when we hurt, when we sick, we told him just as a marriage vow, through sickness and through health, through riches and through poor. And God said, be still and know that I am God. So just if you're going through your Job experience, just be still and know that he is God.
Yes.
He is working on your behalf. He's doing it specifically for you. It may not look like it, but I'm telling you, it's going to turn around. And people are giving it to you and sowing it to you. And God is multiplying what they're giving to you and doing stuff you never thought would be done. You feel like that's something that I hear from somebody else. I just wanted to share that with y'all, you know.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I believe we were on the line. I believe we talked, Brandy, and you know, when God's word comes forward, you know what? It shall be established, and it's so good to hear the testimony of, you know, all that God has done and what God is still doing. In your life. And so we just thank God that you shared that testimony this morning and know that when God said it, it shall be done. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell that it just really penetrated into our heart and our soul. It really lifted you to a different place because you can hear the power behind your testimony. You know, that thing was felt. So I really appreciate that as well.
Amen. We just love God this morning. I'm just so blessed. This morning, I pray for all that's on the line, every family member of your family, and I just pray that God will just continue to use us mighty for his glory. We're here to be used by Heavenly Father to grow the kingdom of God. Amen. And so I pray that we all keep that in remembrance, what we are truly here for. And it's not all about making more money. It's not about, you know, having a big house and the nice cars and the fancy clothes. It's about what can we do to advance the kingdom of God and making sure that we are in position and that we don't get caught up and get distracted by the worldly things or possession or so busy just being busy, my Lord, my God, being busy, but truly coming aside for that time of refreshing. And amen, because you can get burnt out. You know, you really can, and that's why Jesus used to always call. He used to take time away. He used to store away, you know, so he can get a time of refreshment, a time of one-on-one with his Father as well as with his disciples. They will stow away. They will come off assignment so they can be refreshed and restored. Amen. So make sure that we are doing that, because it's important that we do have a time of rest, a time of restoration, amen, a time of refreshing, so that we don't get weary in well-doing. Okay, amen? Because a lot of times we don't want to think about it, like, oh, no, I got to be doing this, I got to be doing that, I got to be doing that. God said, be still. I'm restoring you. There's a time of refreshing, a time of restoration. So making sure that we come aside. Like this time, it's a time of coming aside, not doing a whole lot of things, but coming aside so that we can be strengthened, so we can go back out, amen, and be effective in the ministry. Amen. I pray that encourage you all on today. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us pray this morning. As I pray, like I said, I lift up our family members and loved ones, our husbands, our children. I have grandchildren, those of us that have grandchildren. Hallelujah. Our mothers and brothers and sisters and fathers, all that we love and concerned about. As I pray this morning, I pray for all of our family members and loved ones, church family members and friends. Amen. I want you to understand your home is the first church that you are to take care of and preach to, amen, before we can go out and think we're going to minister and preach to anyone else. We got to make sure we're doing that in our own homes, amen, whether they want to hear it or not. I decree and declare that there be order in our homes, amen, and that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, will hover and rest in our homes in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This morning I'm going to pray prayers for prosperity and financial relief and destroying the attacks against our bodies, amen. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your presence this morning. We thank you, oh God, that you're always with us, oh God. We thank you for your plan, oh God. We thank you that we can decree and declare your word, oh God, that eyes have not seen, or ears have not heard, or entered into the hearts of men. The plans that you have for us, oh God, your children, your daughters, as we come together, oh God, we thank you for this set time, oh God, that you've allowed us to come together and come to the throne room of grace, oh God, that we may receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know if you did it for your daughter, oh God, we know if you did it for your daughter, Brandy, your daughter Shafante, your daughter Takara, for me, oh Lord, that you would do it again, amen, and that you would do it for the ones that we love and concerned about, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, it's our prayer, oh God, we come praying, oh God, the Lord, it's our prayer that all in our family and loved ones be saved, oh God. The Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would call them nigh unto you this day, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Father God, and we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack on their minds, on their bodies right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everything that the enemy has done to stop them from receiving their salvation, let it be destroyed and moved out the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I come against the manifestation of any pain, ache, or discomfort that we may be having, or any sickness in our bodies or illnesses, known or unknown to men, oh God. And those in our family, any cancer, oh God, known or unknown in any part of our bodies or their bodies. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, and those in our family, oh God, we command that spirit that has got a hold of our brothers and sisters, our family members and lovers right now to loose this hold in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that any manifestation of any sickness goes back into hell where it's come from, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We stand against or in agreement with the Holy Spirit, knowing that you're going to move it, how you're moving this situation, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, for the wrong prayers that have been prayed against our brothers and sisters and loved ones, we come against those prayers right now, and the power of those prayers right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. By your authority given to us in Luke 10 and 19, as your children of God, we send them back in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord God, we thank you that the enemy can no longer touch us or touch those in our family and loved ones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it cannot touch our property. Amen. But we are the property of God. Amen. The enemy cannot cross the bloodline of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We veto everything the enemy has set up against us, against our brothers and sisters and loved ones, our mothers and fathers. Amen. All that we love and concerned about, past, present, this day, and we speak peace of mind over them. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and throughout their lives and throughout our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We speak, hallelujah, gift to our bodies, to their bodies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to function normally with no evil hindrances, effects, side effects, or stings, pain, anything the enemy, anything of the kingdom of darkness right now, and that the manifestation attack of any part of the body or our body stops now. In the name of Jesus Christ, God stops it right now in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus Christ, we will never fail to praise and give you the glory and the honor. For because you said when the enemy comes in like a flood, you, the Lord, will raise a standard against him, the enemy and the attack and its manifestation. God, in Jesus' name, this is your vessel. Tawanika Chantel Manning, Brandy Stewart, Shavante Shepherd, and Takar James. We are your servants. And God, we praise you right now. We believe you to do what we just prayed to be done. Amen. And that is your promise to us. Oh, Lord, cover us, oh God, and those our family and all that we love and concerned about in your blood, that nothing evil can penetrate or get to us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for them. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break all assignments of the enemy against our finances, amen. I break all curses of pride, lack, death, and failure in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things are added unto us according to Matthew 6 and 33. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of cankerworm, palmerworm, caterpillar, locusts that would eat up our blessings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Lord, teach us to profit and lead us in the way that we should go. Amen. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are El Shaddai, the God of more than enough wealth and riches are in our house because we fear you and delight greatly in your commandments. The blessing of the Lord upon our life make us rich. Amen. And add no sorrow. And we thank you for, Lord. We're blessed coming out and blessed going in. Amen. With the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath us. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Clothing in this power and authority of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. We're God's servant and he take pleasure in our prosperity. Jesus, you became poor that through your prosperity we may be rich. Amen. We meditate on the word day and night, and whatever we do prosper. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree in the prayer Psalm 122 and 7 that peace be within our walls and prosperity within our planets. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will prosper through the prophets and prophetic ministry. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, open the floodgates of heaven over our lives, and we receive more than we have enough to receive. Amen. Let every hole in our bag be closed in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke the devourer for our sake, oh God. Amen. Let all nations call us blessed. Amen. We will delight ourselves, amen, in the land that you've given us, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, our gates are open continually that the forces of wealth of the nation can come into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let your showers of blessing come upon our life. Amen. Let our fast overflow. Let our barns be filled with plenty and our press burst with new wine. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, bring into our good land with, hallelujah, without scarcity in life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, make our grace abound towards us, oh God, that we will have sufficiency in all things about every good work. Amen. Anoint our head with oil and let our cup running over. Hallelujah. Let us have riches and honor and abundance. Let the rock pour out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, rivers of oil. Let us keep our feet in the oil. Amen. Let us see the heat in our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we love wisdom. We inherit something and our treasures are filled. We receive right now riches and honor, durable riches and righteousness, according to Proverbs 8:18. Oh Lord, bring honey out of the rock for us. Let us eat the finest of meat, and we just want to say thank you. We decree in the prayer, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Amos 9:13, the plowman overtakes the reaper in our lives. and the tread of grace, the sower of the seed, and we live in continual harvest. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we leave this line never in your presence. We thank you, Lord God, it's you that goes with us. It's you that's always with us, O Lord. And we thank you for it all. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home. And we receive the blessings, O Lord, that come into you. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, signs and wonders of God's divine blessing and favor, God's divine hallelujah, mercy and grace, God's peace, joy, happiness, prosperity, God's help, God's protection, God's provision. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things with them, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God give the glory. Amen, amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning.
Amen.
If you pray prayer for yourself,
amen.
Thank you. According to your faith,
mm-hmm.
and all that's in your heart. And we thank you for it. Amen. God bless you all this
amen.
Morning. As we close out, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen, and we'll close out here. Brandy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Savante, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Ladies, just have the most amazing day today, and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Takara, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Again, God bless you. Beautiful woman of God. I look forward to hearing you all on the line tomorrow at 5 a.m. And I just thank God for the mighty move and the doors that God is opening our lives. And just walking and with all faith, knowing that God has opened up the door for you and the way for you to come in. Amen. Don't be afraid. Just walk in and receive what God has for you. It is for you. Nobody else can receive it for you. It has your name on it. You are the rightful owner to it. Amen. Hallelujah. All good things coming from our Heavenly Father. And I bless you all to prosper. I bless you all to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you all to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I bless you. And I thank God for you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Y'all have a blessed day in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Jesus. Have a good day.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing.